Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that multitudes shy away from or fail to recognize or out of timidity are unwilling to speak on. We're talking about divided we fall. And according to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he says, every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And ladies and gentlemen, we can look across the spectrum of society. We can look at today's news, yesterday's news. We can look at, if it were possible even now, tomorrow's news, and we'll find there is a demonic push in the battle, the struggle for the soul of our nation. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden socialist Marxist regime has divided America as never in the history of the United States of America. It's evident, ladies and gentlemen, that being a Christian or conservative or patriot today are not considered in the anything in the realm of what they're doing in Washington. It's the elitist in the Beltway in Washington that sets the stage, set the standard, and we across America are supposed to simply just bow, buckle, submit, and surrender to the standard and the push that they're wanting to carry out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says the DOJ officials admits targeting pro-lifers in the response to the overturn of Roe versus Wade. Ladies and gentlemen, the article reads, and dated December the 12th, by the way, the Justice Department has been, past tense, targeting pro-lifers and their activities through the Freedom of Access Clinics Entrances Act as a response to the overturn of Roe versus Wade, according to one of the associate attorney generals in Washington. And it goes on to talk about the fact, ladies and gentlemen, in protest, both pro-life pregnancy centers and abortion clinics, as a DOJ official noted recently, they have been focusing on not the attackers, but on those that have been attacked. This article says at least 98 Catholic churches, 77 pregnancy resource centers, and other pro-life organizations have been attacked since May of this year. But the DOJ apparently has not charged a single person in connection with these attacks. Meanwhile, the DOJ's Civil Rights Division has, in fact, charged 26 pro-life individuals with violations against the law. The DOJ has not responded to the Daily Signal's request for comments on this point. Ladies and gentlemen, the point is that we're segmenting out of society the Christians, conservatives, and the patriots, and the attacks are against we, the conservatives. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, it hasn't been too long ago now, just a few months back, that the DOJ issued about a 32-page document sent to the FBI with Christopher Wray to enforce it. By the way, Christopher Wray, about as worthless as any FBI, head of FBI that's been in my lifetime, but sent the document to Christopher Wray for the FBI agents to place every Christian conservative patriot on the watch list as a domestic terrorist. And that is dividing America, dividing our nation, dividing our people. And Jesus says it's an impossibility to stand. Yes, with that 32-page document to Christopher Wray with the FBI, authored by Merrick Garland and his team with the DOJ, if you stand before a school board and you challenge what they're teaching, the socialist Marxist agenda, you challenge what they're teaching with the critical race theory, you challenge what the schools are teaching in relationship to abortion on demand, you challenge what they're teaching about the 1619 lie called the 1619 Project, you challenge what the school's teaching in relationship to the sexualization and the recruitment and the grooming of our kids for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, and all of a sudden you're deemed a domestic terrorist. A domestic terrorist. Ladies and gentlemen, that is divisive as nothing possible could match in our nation today. Those of us who hold sincerely the questions about the 2020 and the 2022 election, we're called election deniers. If we refuse the COVID jab, the question of its efficacy, or the fact that the COVID jab has murdered, multiplied millions around the world, and right here in America, it has debilitated millions around the world, sterilized millions around the world. But yet, if we question it, if we say anything in relationship to that, ladies and gentlemen, all of a sudden, we are domestic terrorists. We're the ones that are at fault. I'm looking at an article here. It says, a poll, 12 million Americans have suffered major side effects from COVID shots. 12 million. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's an underestimate on the number. This article says of the 68% of American adults who took the COVID-19 vaccine, 41% say they have suffered all kinds of side effects. The poll found, for example, that while 80% of the Democrats said the vaccines were very safe and effective, by the way, in the Senator Ron Johnson panel of discussion with Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Cole, and others, one of the respondents in that meeting said that if you're in a doctor's office and the office says that you need to take the COVID jab and he says it's safe and effective, the physician that made that statement says, get up and run. If a physician tells you that the COVID jab is safe and effective, run, he said, because your life depends on it. And ladies and gentlemen, this article goes into further detail. The poll, let me restate it. The poll found, for example, that while 80% of the Democrats said the vaccines were very safe and effective, only 40% of the Republicans said the same. At a roundtable last Wednesday in the nation's capital, led by Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, acclaimed cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough was among the health scientists calling for the COVID-19 vaccines to be immediately withdrawn. McCullough said, there is no scientific support, no scientific evidence for the vaccines reducing the transmission, explaining the transmission of COVID, explaining they provide no immunity where the viral load begins in the nostrils, in the nose. The only hope for any efficacy is that they would reduce severity of disease, but this, there is no clinical trial to even support that thought. I think it has been said, this is what he's saying, the pathway to preventing any more harm is that all vaccines need to be pulled off the market and withdrawn immediately, said Dr. McCullough. That needs to happen immediately. All the vaccine mandates should be dropped immediately. But ladies and gentlemen, talking about dropping the mandates, we have now popping up before us as a nation the potential on the horizon before the fall and winter is over and going into the spring, where CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, the FDA, the World Health Organization, are now suggesting to governors, suggesting to mayors, suggesting to our political spineless leaders across America that we need to go back under some kind of mandate and submission. I'm looking at an article that says, CDC urging the return to mask amid the triple-demic, they're calling it, dated December the 12th. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention again is urging people to wear masks indoors. The reason for the encouraging of masks is what the health officials say are calling a triple-demic, T-R-I-P-L-E-D-E-M-I-C. That's a made-up word, I think. the flu respiratory syndrome virus and the COVID-19. The CDC December the 8th report said 13.7% of Americans live in communities that are rated high for COVID-19. We encourage you to wear a high quality, well-fitting mask to prevent the spread of respiratory illnesses, most especially for those in the 5% of the population that's rated as high COVID for your community, said Dr. Rochelle Walensky during a conference call last week. CDC continues to recommend masking for anyone choosing to travel by plane, train, bus, or other forms of public transportation. Further in the article, it says, in addition to vaccination, it is one of the easiest things everyone can do right now. In New York State, officials urge schools to return to indoor masking to curb the spread of respiratory illness, and health advisory notice alerted all the hospitals, local health departments, emergency rooms, and labs to prepare for rapidly increasing cases of respiratory illnesses. Ladies and gentlemen, they're setting the stage to then put us on notice. I'm thankful that we live in a free state. I'm thankful for our present governor that said he's not going to put Floridians under the mask mandate or lockdowns. But that's on the fast track now, coming out of the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the FDA. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden refuses to lift the national health emergency so that he can, by executive order or just by fiat, make a demand for something to be done. And let me remind you, the present mayor that we have in our city, Mayor Lenny Curry, kept on renewing the mask mandate during the apex of this a year ago. 30 days. I think it's about 6 months that we're under a mask mandate here in Duval County because of Lenny Curry. May I remind us, we don't need to go back through that. 146 studies on a global basis have been done on mask wearing, and not one, zip, zero, zilch, not one of those studies indicate that there's any efficacy of wearing a mask that will prevent you from catching a virus or spreading a virus. It's simply not so. I believe we have a call on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Youngblood, how you doing today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. So I'm in the mall, and I walked up to Santa, and I said, Santa, I said, I'm a God-fearing, Christ-believing Republican. I said, what list am I on? Santa says to me, you're on the FBI, CIA, and NSA list there, son. So, thought I'd start out with that. How you doing this fine afternoon?
I'm doing great. I like that. That's about the size of it. We're on that list. I don't know how many lists they have on us, but we're on those lists.
Yes, sir. I firmly believe that I'm probably on that list there. And, well, it doesn't bother me too much there. I'd rather be in the Book of Life than that. You know, they can keep their list down here. As long as I'm written in the Book of Life, I'm happy with that.
Amen. That's, you know, the Lamb's Book of Life, and our names are written down before the foundation of the world because of God's sovereign foreknowledge. He knew the date, the time, and the place. We'd say yes to his son, Jesus Christ, and so our names are written down, and God's pen does not have an eraser on it. So I'm thankful for that.
No, sir.
Jim, thank you so much.
I have one thing there, sir.
Go ahead.
Have you there's a documentary out here that was just released. It's called Died Suddenly. You can't find it if you just type that in on Google. But if you put that in there with the word Rumble, it's about an hour-long documentary. And what they've done is they went around to all these funeral home embalmers, professional embalmers there, and they've got documentation and of these procedures that they're performing to embalm individuals after suddenly passing away. It is very informative. Have you seen that yet?
I have seen that, and it is appalling. It is grotesque to watch, to say, number one, to think that that's taking place, but it is highly, highly informative as to what the COVID jab does. In fact, one of the embalmers pulled out a 6-foot blood clot from the arteries of a one that he was embalming. They have vials full of them, and that's as a result of the spike protein in the COVID jab that's killing millions around the globe. And as one article that I have read says, potentially of about 1 million in America has already been killed as a result of the spike protein jab, the COVID jab. And yet there are a lot of people. In fact, it goes back to the media. You will not hear that on the Communist Network News. You'll not hear that on MSNBC or CBS, ABC or NBC. They're not reporting that at all. In fact, as late as this morning, I watched the Don Lemon, the sodomite that's on early morning with CNN. And he was talking about the fact that he can't understand people not going ahead and getting the vaccination. That's the best thing that needs to be done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The false information, the disinformation is being spread by the socialist Marxist media out there, not by the conservatives, those that are concerned about the future of America.
Well, what I'd like to add is if, like I said, I looked that up, and if you look it up on a search engine there, the first 20 at least the first page results are going to be sites that debunk this. Like they had Snopes as a debunk. So I typed in Rumble after that, and it brought me straight to it. And I watched it, and I'm like going, people should be waking up, paying attention. This is,
should be headline, you know, should be headline news, Jim. You're exactly right.
Front page.
You got it. Thanks so much
for your
comments.
Thank you.
Spot
on
with what you're saying. Have a blessed day. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go over the question or comment, Tom.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for what you do. And I'm just wondering if our listeners realize that what they're hearing on this broadcast is the truth. It isn't fables. It isn't something that you made up. And you're not what you call an influencer. I don't know if you realize now, but fascist book and all those social medias, if you got a following of, say, 500,000 people, you're paid to spread disinformation. But it'll be information that's good. In other words, you might say, hey, everything's going to collapse, and you need to stock up on batteries. Well, Duracell gave that guy $100,000 to say that. But this broadcast is the truth. And what you said is about the communists. We're living in the days of Marx. Marx said to divide and conquer.
Right.
And where this really started was the Marxists got the sway of the college professors, and now you've got the millennials at, say, under 30, 35. They sit under these college professors, and they actually have been swayed by this. And the thing, like the George Floyd situation, you had basically one thug now that's being glorified. But, Dr. Youngblood, isn't this really a thing, a communist attempt at to take over America, weaken America, and divide America? That's really what's driving all of this, or am I wrong?
You're exactly right. It is in fact, we have a socialist, Marxist, communist leadership in the White House called Joe Biden. He is following the directions of the socialist, globalist, George Soros and others. And as a result of that, all of his staff and leadership are made up of scabs from the Obama administration, all of them with the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda of the overthrow of America. And it appears that most people are blinded to that. And to think somehow, in fact, you don't know how many times you hear people say, well, I don't understand why they're so dumb in Washington. Look at what the dummies are doing. But it's not dummies. They have a plan. They have a scheme. They have an agenda. And they're carrying it out each and every day. And it's dividing America. And it's dividing our families, dividing our states, dividing our cities. And Jesus says a divided home, city, or state cannot stand. Will fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm urging people today to recognize that it's a demonic division and take a stand against it and say, we're not going to remove the monuments. We're not going to tolerate Dr. Diane Greene leading our schools into the kids being groomed and sexualized and brainwashed. We're not going to allow the monuments to be removed. We're not going to believe that the FBI and the CIA and the other thugs with badges are not, in fact, monitoring all we say and all we do, controlling our speech. Twitter, unpeeling the onion, Elon Musk unpeeling the Twitter onion right now proves that we're being watched and being followed and being, if you please, traced and tracked and persecuted and prosecuted by our own government. So it's my prayer today that people recognize what is taking place and not allow it to divide us.
Dr. Youngblood, I hope that I've done my part by calling in and trying to inform people, because I've listened to this broadcast a long time, and I've fact-checked it on my own. And this is a source of truth and necessary information, but I don't know what else to do. But the only good thing is communism's never worked anywhere. So maybe that's the end result. It won't work here either.
You're exactly right, brother, and I pray that people listen up. One of the major problems when you say communism does not work, it's never worked. It's exactly right. But every nation has gone through that downfall and that being crushed and eviscerated as a result of trying it. And yet, surprise, 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 the number is 61%. 61% of the millennials today believe that socialism and communism is better than capitalism and our constitutional republic. That's the danger that we're faced with today. And so it's my prayer that God will turn us around before we destroy ourselves and implode by way of division. Tom, thank you so much, brother, for your call. Keep looking up. Keep supporting. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this caller supports this daily broadcast by financial support. And I pray that you'll do the same thing. Go online, FCBCATJax.com. Find the donate button and support what you're hearing. If this is a blessing to you, a benefit to you, if you want to see us continue to broaden the base and reach the hearer, then support this broadcast with your prayers and with your purse. I pray that you'll do that. Tom, thank you so much, brother. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Oh, hi, Dr. Youngblood. The message from on high, people like our government and the ones in charge of our government now are be afraid, be very afraid.
Yes.
And we have people that don't listen to the real news and really dig out the facts, like you, like me, like Tom, like a lot of people that listen to your show, and also other people have there are other, like, there's podcasts online. There's several that really are pushing the truth, the actual truth of what's happening with these vaccinations and with what was done in our hospitals and how people that were ill with COVID were not given the right medications to help them get better. And that is the truth. And so many of these people, they want to listen to CNN and CBS and NBC, and you can't get any actual truth there. That's just propaganda. It's propaganda. All you're looking at is some people's opinions on things that they want, and they'll report something with a spin to it that will make it seem like when Donald Trump was president. Orange man bad, you know?
Yeah. By the way, Miranda, you touched on that, and I am prone to bring this up. There's several suits in Texas against two or three of the hospitals out there where patients died as a result of the hospital and the physicians following the CDC protocol, which included remdesivir. And the case will be tried based on the fact that CDC knew, FDA knew, World Health Organization knew that remdesivir would destroy the lungs, the liver, the heart, and the kidneys. And yet that was the first thing on the protocol from CDC to give a patient being put in the hospital being diagnosed with COVID. And so I've been watching that, and I'm prayerful that they will be successful in that suit because there are several that need to be told. If you've had a family member that's been tortured to death in the hospital with COVID, as we've experienced, I pray that it will be a toehold because I'm waiting for that to be determined to make a decision on what we need to do to try to get some right out of the wrong that has taken place in relationship
Correct.
To our loved one. So keep Correct. Watching that. Keep praying that the Lord will vindicate us and will give victory in the end as a result of some of the cases that's opening up now. It's my prayer, too, that if we can put enough pressure on our new legislators going in January, that we can get them to cancel Senate Bill 7014 that gives total immunity to hospitals and doctors in the medical profession in the state of Florida that prevents you from filing suit against the hospital or the doctor. Total immunity. That bill that's law today is going to supposed to expire in July of next year, but I'm praying that our legislators will cancel it before then. I've urged some of the newer ones that's going in to do so. Whether or not they will have a spine to do it, only God knows and will show us later, but I'm praying that that can be done. But Miranda, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth near. I believe I have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
But it is sad to see how many Christians, they're not informed and they're not aware of what's going on around us. You know what I mean?
That's
and
right.
It's just like bystanders. You know what I mean? There's so many corruption. There's so many things going on. Needless to say, the many Christians in Georgia that support that so-called pastor, that in my book, according to the Bible, he's not a pastor. Because he supports Warnock, he supports abortion all the way up to 9 months. He supports same-sex marriage. And my question to you, brother, is how in the world a Christian that knows the Bible came up with somebody like that? I don't get that kind of Christianity that we're living nowadays. Because you know what the Bible says about those issues, how are you going to support somebody like that? I'm sorry.
That's a great question, Jose, and let me answer it this way, Jose. One of the things that we see taking place, the dynamics of it, is not a matter of, in fact, let me just bifurcate the answer by saying this. I believe it's an impossibility for any human being to say, I am a Democrat and I'm a Christian. That is an oxymoron. You cannot be a Christian and a Democrat. You cannot be a Democrat and a Christian. It's an impossibility because the Democratic Party stands for everything that the Word of God is adamantly opposed to. The Democratic Party stands for murder by way of abortion. Democratic Party stands for the sodomite lifestyle that God said he's given over to a reprobate mind. The two cities were destroyed as a result of the sodomite lifestyle. And so I say that it's an impossibility. So you go back to what is the cause of the warlock being reelected in the state of Georgia as a senator. It's because the promise to get something for nothing. You'll find that most voters will make a decision on what's going to benefit their purse, what's going to benefit their bank account, what's going to benefit them financially more than what is proper and right, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, and morally and ethically. So that's the bottom line. But Jose, we need to keep looking up, keep praying, keep lifting up our eyes because our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got just a few seconds left on the broadcast, but I'm going to close the broadcast with a headline. The World Health Organization, Johns Hopkins University, and Bill Gates just conducted another pandemic simulation. This time, the virus is deadlier and targets children. Johns Hopkins Center for the Health and Security partnered with the World Health Organization and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to conduct a catastrophic contagion, an exercise to simulate global pandemic that is deadlier than the coronavirus, and they say we will find it by 2025. It's setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, just as they did for coronavirus. They had those pandemic meetings back in 2014 and 15. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on the broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
7 and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.